offense.
Where's your comfort level at now, a week later in the offense?
I think it gets better every day. Obviously, it's much better now than it was at this point last week. Being able to go through a week of practice, being at the game on the sidelines, hearing the play calls, kind of visualizing the game in my head, I feel much better now.
Do you think you'll be the starter Sunday?
You have to ask Coach Zim that.
Do you feel you've done enough to earn, you're ahead enough with the offense that you should start?
That's not my call. That's Coach's call, so you can ask him how he feels about that.
Did you gain more by seeing the game action or reviewing it on film?
Probably both. I think there's different things that you can take kind of from each perspective. I think really probably where I learned the most was last week on the practice field, just getting live reps, getting out there, running the plays, calling them in the huddle, getting to the line, going through the calls, hearing the communication. I think last week that's really kind of where I noticed the biggest difference and where I think I learned the most.
Do you have any perception of the Packer-Viking rivalry playing elsewhere in the NFC?
I think everyone knows that it's a pretty big rivalry. When you're somewhere else, obviously you're focused on your task at hand,
right,
and what you've got going that week. But I think everyone around the league knows that it's a big rivalry.
You do get the start. How do you handle the pressure? It's a Monday night game. It's your first time with these guys as your teammates, and it's opening a new stadium. How do you mentally have to prepare for that? Because you've been in big situations like this before, but this is a pretty big one.
I don't think you can change your approach. I don't think you can look at all the outside factors, regardless of, what time the game's being played, who you're playing. That doesn't change my preparation. It doesn't change the way that I approach the week. And you don't want to let it affect the way that you play during the game. So I think that you just have to approach it like it's a normal game.
Sean was saying that you're a great fit for this offense. How does your skill set translate to North's offense?
I think some of the concepts are similar from some of the things I've had success with Pat. Even going back to Shoddy, the language is definitely different, but I like the way the read progressions are structured. I like the way that, we talk about the progressions, the way that, Coach Turner sees things. I feel like I see them fairly similar. So, that part has been nice trying to make this transition.
What's the leadership part of it? When a quarterback's in the huddle, we're talking about presence and all that. Define that for us. What do you have to be to them?
In control. I think they want to know, that you're confident, that you're in control, that you have a grasp of everything, and that you're in control of the whole show, and that you're the one running the offense.
Have you spent much time with Aaron Rodgers over the years?
I have not, but obviously he's a great player.
Sam, where you're at in this offense, can they go into it if you're the starter with a full menu of plays?
I think so. Obviously being here, going on my second week, obviously it's not a ton of time, but I felt comfortable with the game plan last week. Obviously it's not the same game plan, but there's some similarities. So, just hearing the language last week, being around the game planning process, kind of understanding how it goes here, I think that we can definitely have a full plan.
But when it comes to audibles and checks and things that you might have to do kind of on the fly?
I feel good with all the checks that we had last week, all the checks that we put in thus far, and I'm sure as the week continues to go, we'll talk about even more.
You've gone against the Packers twice, 2011 and 12 with the Rams. Anything stand out in those particular games?
I don't remember those games. I'm sure they didn't go well for us. not a lot to take from those.
Yeah. There's been a lot of speculation, too, that you're going to be the starter Sunday. Even Coach McCarthy said in the conference call, he's hearing you're going to be the starter. How do you kind of block that out, or what do you do with that when people are speculating?
Don't really pay attention to it. That's just kind of my philosophy. I don't really pay attention to anything outside this building. I'm focused on learning, this offense, this system, trying to get as comfortable as I can with the game plan. And focused on what I've got to do to help this team.
There's another building, the stadium that you're going to play in that you haven't been in. Will you go out there beforehand at all, or do you just, are those easy to adjust to in terms of just getting a feel for it?
as far
the new stadium. Will you go out there at all before Sunday at all, just to get a feel for it?
No. I mean, you know, it's kind of like
when
you go on the road, you know, a lot of times, you know, especially early in your career, you haven't been to stadiums and you don't get the opportunity to go early. So I don't think that's that big of a deal.
Crowd noise will expectedly be loud. Usually louder for the defense when you're on offense at home. How do you sort of keep the crowd noise from affecting your communication?
Well, the good news is we're playing at home, so hopefully the crowd will be in our favor. So usually they're not yelling when we're on offense. So, you know, hopefully that's not something that, you know, we've got to combat. But, you know, just being loud, I think that's just kind of the bottom line, making sure the communication's clear. Yeah, obviously with Adrian, I think regardless of what you do in the pass game, people are going to crowd the box. You know, they want to take him away. You know, they want to make us a throwing football team. So, you know, I'm not really sure there's a lot you can do, but obviously, you know, the more effective you are throwing the football, you know, it makes them at least think about maybe unloading some of those guys.
A guy that's played the position, had some injuries and moved around. The Packers run here 25 years and counting of two guys essentially handling it almost all but like nine starts.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty impressive. Yeah, obviously, I think, you know, any organization, that's the stability you're looking for, you know, at that position. And, you know, I think they're, you know, a model of what everyone's, you know, trying to achieve. Yeah, I think, you know, there's probably an argument both ways. You know, I think you've got to be a little bit lucky just to avoid some of those hits. You know, and then I think, you know, you do look at some of the guys around the league who have been in the league a while, and they're pretty good about not taking big shots. I'm not even sure it's really protection. I think, you know, they just, you know, have a knack for getting down, you know. You look at some of those guys, they're not afraid to take a sack if it means they're not taking a huge hit.
Time for a couple more, Sam.
Sam, have you had a chance to look at the Packers this week? Is there anything that stands out concerning for you?
Yeah, obviously they're a good group. I mean, you know that a rivalry game, we're going to get their best shot. You know, obviously, you know, last week they had a nice win on the road in Jacksonville. But, you know, we're expecting, you know, probably a few wrinkles that they didn't show last week. But, you know, more than anything, I think, you know, we've just got to be physical. We've got to be the more physical team on Sunday.
Watching Diggs up close, what stands out?
You know, he's really explosive. You know, not only does he have good speed, he's got good quickness. You know, and he went up and made some really nice contested catches the other day, which was nice to see from him.
Good. Thank you.
Thanks, Sam.
All right. Thanks, Sam.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.